I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
We're about to talk about gummies. I might have taken one already based on what Katie said when she walked right on in here about this celebrity that what? Made his own city?
Yes. So rapper Lil Boozy, for those who don't know, famous rapper, but notoriously known for trolling now here recently. I watched a video yesterday where he was doing an interview and he was basically, it was like his version of MTV Cribs. So he has a house that sits on 88 acres of land. And what he's decided to do for his kids who are currently teenagers is he built them each their own homes individually in his town that he calls Gotham City. And what he's using it as a test, he says, so once these homes are done, my kids will move into them and I'll see how they are on their own to test them for when they're no longer under like my household.
Very relatable.
Yeah,
if you're listening, right? Yeah, if you're a parent listening, you should try this.
So, are these like tiny houses or are these like houses?
They're like houses.
No, they houses.
They're two story houses, like two story, two bedroom. And each one, he said he's going to have a different design, but he's just testing his kids to see how they would be.
Why call it Gotham City?
He loves Batman. So okay. He has a theme. And he's also built his own home that's in the back, too. So he said that his current house is too big when no one's in there with him. So he built another house behind that house that's a little bit more smaller and modest, but it's still a mansion. And that's where he'll move in when no one's around living with him. Like when no one's in the big mansion, he'll move into the little mansion. And then his kids will be in the four houses behind the little mansion.
Crazy, he's a man. I don't know how I missed this Kevin Hart special because I thought I had seen them all, but I didn't. I watched one this week and I had never seen before. And he was telling a story about how when he was coming up, how he thought he was making real money until he met Mekhi Phifer at Disneyland one time. Mm-hmm. They were bringing their kids in. Mekhi brought his kids. Kevin Hart brought his kids in. And there was nobody in the parking lot. And he's like, this is a weird. What's going on? And Mekhi's like, yeah, I rented out Disneyland for us.
Whoa,
it's like, damn. What do you mean you rented out Disneyland?
Wow.
Yeah, your family, my family, nobody else is going to be in the park.
You can do that?
Yes!
Mekhi been acting for a while, but I didn't know he had it like that.
Yeah. No.
That's impressive.
It's a world we will never know.
Facts.
All right, so talk to me about this gummy thing that happened. This is with your mom.
Oh, bless your mama.
I used to love the Circle of Life from Lion King. That used to be one of my songs, right? It is no longer one of my songs because it's becoming true in my life. It's like the older I get, the more me and my mother are switching roles where she was the mom and the parent who taught me how to do certain things. But it's, you know, like I hit a new decade and things are going the opposite direction. It's like I'm now the parent and she's becoming the child. There's little things like, why did you spill cranberry juice on the carpet? You know?
I shouldn't have to ask you to clean up after yourself.
Like,
huh?
Come on now. Yeah. You're way older than me. It shouldn't be like this, but it's slowly becoming that.
Why are you throwing the clothes at the bottom of the hamper?
Yeah.
The hamper is right there.
Yeah.
All you got to do is open it up.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. Why are you expecting me to do your laundry? No. So my mom has a hard time sleeping. That's always been something that she's you know, been trying to figure out. And so we were trying to find methods of something that she can use to help her sleep. So we found...
Why don't you rock her to sleep the way she used to rock you?
Can you do a reverse mama's baby's Katie song?
Yeah, time to pay
Katie's,
back.
Katie's mama? Yeah. I don't know how I would switch that up. But, and she's like way bigger than me. I would try one day. So we found like these CBD gummies that are supposed to help with sleep. I guess there's different versions, and this one is just supposed to help you sleep at night. And so when she first tested it, it on the back, it tells you how many you need to take. Mm-hmm. It says, take this per whatever time this is, and you should be knocked out. If you're not, then increase it to like a full one, mm-hmm. whatever. There's instructions. That's the point here. And so the first night she tested it, she's like, Katie, I don't think I got this combo right. It didn't really work. So then she hit up one of our cousins who actually uses the same type of gummies to go to sleep and was like, no, just do this. The second night, it worked. The third night, I come home. It's a long night, and I'm just trying to go to sleep. And I walk into my room, my mom's room, and I just say, like, the good night. And she's over there just... like freaking out and fanning herself, and she's like looking so stressed. And I'm like, Mom, what is going on? She's like, I ate six.
Why?
Why would you ever?
What? After the first two, she felt no side effects and decided to keep eating them.
Oh, yeah. And that's a rookie mistake right there, man. You got to wait like an hour and make sure.
And I'm like, this is not candy.
That is not fruit snacks.
And so instead of trying to figure out how to help her, I just walk over and just snatch it from her. I'm like, what are you, five? And I take the bottle. I'm like, no more gummies for you. She couldn't sleep. Ended up doing the reverse. So like she stayed up until like 5 a.m. the next day and just had to let it wear out.
The Bird Show.